Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help can, baby.
You know him,
to
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wreck the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international
co-host, Mrs. Tasha Lucas. Interface complete.
Yeah.
Hello? What the fuck is going on? All right, hold on, people, because I think we have some technical fucking difficulties. Even though we're in the future, you know what I'm saying, shit still fucks up because it's man-made. And let me go ahead, and we're going to get this thing started off like right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Let me walk on over here real quick. And this is Futuristic Friday, man. I told y'all I was going to do it. I did it before. Bringing it back to you one more again. You already know, my friend. Yeah, got a couple of questions for everybody out there in the world. And I mean the world. First of all, how many of y'all ever heard, you know, or remember Back to the Future? You know what I'm saying? You know, and this is a description of the show. Are you old enough to remember the movie Back to the Future 1, 2, or 3? You know what I'm saying? Because they had three sequels to the motherfucker. Remember in the background, you can hear little sayings over the car radio, whether it was in any car, you can hear it. If you listen, look, you have to listen back. But they were saying, you know, go out and get your all-new compact displays or your new portable mobile phone coming to the future. And much, much more to pick up on and really investigate. You know, now that I'm older and rewatching classics that we grew up on, you know, it really shows and tells a lot about, you know, our current situation and your kids' future. You know what I'm saying? Because today we're going to go into some futuristic type shit, like MP5 watches, spy glasses, MP4 pens, you know, MP3, MP4 pens, and all kind of cool 3000, year 3000 type shit. You know what I'm saying? So bring your ass and let's get futurized. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel up in this mofo. You know what I'm saying? Going on. And, yeah. This is a true sign of the future. Before I even get into my motherfucking gadgets and all that type of shit. In the chat room, which probably I heard about it 2 years ago. The Chinese people came out with the interactive human doll, you know what I'm saying, human life-size doll. Their intentions that they came out with it for was for education purposes, to replace the teachers in the classroom with, you know what I'm saying, with an android-like teacher, you know what I'm saying, that can, you know what I'm saying, they can just put a chip in the teacher's head, and that's what's going to teach the kids, you know what I'm saying, all this type of information. Well, they already there. They got the technology. They've been doing that. But you got some other motherfuckers that have taken it to a whole another level. Thanks to Heavenly Angel. Yeah, we found. We've actually found a place that sells real dolls. Yeah. And I'm talking about real sex dolls. Yeah. Go to www.realdoll.com and you will see what is now becoming, since 1996, the ultimate future. With diseases, you know what I'm saying, on the rise. You know what I'm saying? With more people out there committing rape and all this other kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, to me, the motherfucker should be issued freely to anybody who wants one of the motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Because that will reduce, you know, that should reduce a lot of sexual crimes that are committed on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? Just because punk-ass motherfuckers can't get none. You know? And then also, you know what I'm saying, for the people who you know what I'm saying, might be lonely, just need you know what I'm saying, just somebody around the house, not even necessarily, you know what I'm saying, to have sex with, you know what I'm saying, but just a tangible, you know what I'm saying, a tangible companion. You still got the, you know, they came out with the motherfucking road buddies, or whatever the fuck they call the road buddies that ride along with you. You know what I'm saying? You put them in your car, and it looks like somebody actually riding in the car with you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, this is just, you know, where we've come from, though. But, no, I grew up on fucking G.I. Joe dolls. I mean, the only thing that was fucking foam or plastic Shit, what the hell do we have? I mean, everything was plastic. Everything was hard plastic or metal back in the days. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on fucking steel transformers and Tonka trucks. We didn't have no fucking Teletubbies, Elmos, and all this other kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? We had Sesame Street, Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, and shit like that. The Count. 1, 2, 3, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. You know? And that's what I remember. But 2010, yeah, in my 32 years of living thus far, yeah, I have seen, you know what I'm saying, before my eyes, a lot of changes. You know what I'm saying? Because watching Back to the Future, and I encourage everybody to watch the fucking movie over again. Now that you are an adult, watch the fucking movie over again. Don't watch it from a child's mind and a fantasy. Watch it from an adult's mind and understanding. And then you will be like, what the fuck, dog? I mean, how in the hell this was 1985, and they're talking about all the shit that in 1995 was the you know, the real spawn off of everything. You know what I'm saying? Tapes went out of circulation, started going out of circulation. That's when, you know, CD players was actually tangible enough to where, you know what I'm saying, they were probably like $60. Nah, they were probably about $100 when they first came out, you know what I'm saying, to get your CD players and shit. But it was them. 1995, you can get all that shit. You know what I'm saying? The 90s period was really the digital revolution where everything started to just move. You know what I'm saying? 1985, we were sitting in the movie theaters watching. You know what I'm saying? But then what you didn't understand that you was actually sitting in a fucking movie theater. Because think about 10 years before that, in the 75s, you didn't even have movie theaters. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have an abundance of movie theaters. And if you did, you had black and white movies. You didn't have the full big-ass color picture screens that we have all looking nice and all that kind of shit. We didn't have none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's back in the future. Now we're living in the future. So what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to be bringing you, and you have to go online if you'd like to join into the actual site. It's called EPAF China, and I'm going to be dropping that into the bridge so everybody in the bridge can check this website out. Now, the only problem that I have ordered some shit from these punk motherfuckers, and I ain't got my shits yet. Paid $23 for some motherfucking shipping, for 2 to 5 days shipping, and it's been 10 days. So, yeah, I'm dropping another email on these motherfuckers like, what the fuck is up my shipment? But, you know what I'm saying, this is just to show you that technology is beyond our mental capacity of thinking. And it's, you know, really doing whole part of the movies, man. You know what I'm saying? The movies, they put it in your face to make you not believe it. You feel me? They put it in your face so you won't believe it. You feel me? Because they figure, well, if we don't hide it from them, then they'll figure that it's fake. But if we motherfucking hide it from them, then they'll know that it's real. Just like Area 51. You feel me? Why the fuck are you hiding anything if there's nothing there? There's obviously something there. And there's too many. It's billions of people on this planet. So you can't tell me that billions of people on this planet haven't come to one accord or to one conclusion that this area right here has got some fucking secret shit going on. And people all the way around the world done seen different shit. You can't fool every fucking body. Every fucking body is not from the U.S. Dun, dun, dun. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's real. Also, you know I'm going to call him. You already know I'm going to call him. We will be calling Real Dog in a few. I haven't even dropped the page because you know I have to. But I'll be waiting. I'm going to wait on Goofy Bone and a couple other people, man, because we all want to. I would need some more interactive questions in order to ask Real Doll. You know, we will be going into that. Yeah. And we're going to put them on blast. We're going to give them some advertisement, basically. We're going to give them some free advertisements today, so. And see if we fuck it. See if we can get us a damn some sample brochures of a doll and shit. Let me get a sample doll. Can I try the bitch out for 30 days? Let me hit the pussy for like 2 weeks to see if it feels good. If it feels good, you know, I might put me a bitch on layaway. Oh, man. Like around, you remember Miracle on 34th Street. No, not Miracle on 34th Street. Oh, shit. The shit where you're going to put your eye out. You're going to put your eye out. And then the dad come home with the motherfucking leg lamp. Yeah. Imagine coming home with this type of, yeah. This leg is not going to light up, though. Unless you touch it. And then it'll give you some interactive, I guess. I don't know. We're going to goddamn sure find out. I ain't even no sense me sitting up here asking my motherfucking self any kind of questions. Because I don't know shit about that shit. I mean, I thought I was a freak of all freaks. But damn. Yeah. We're going to get into one song. It's your boy, Jet Set. It smells so good. Called Pass the Torch, man, right here on Futuristic Friday. I got some more futuristic shit that's going to come up, man. Stay tuned right after this. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Cap smells so good. Starship, smelly pride.
After seeing what happened around the world, it is time for us to play businesses. Well, I'm Jet Set. Jobs. Great new wealth for other people. It's time to help each other. Reach down. If we only remember to do one thing, we can be successful every minute. Pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Share the torch, it's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch, we can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Share the torch, it's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
I'm tired of you politicians with your weak games and lies big enough to listen.
Come on,
to all
Mr.
of your favors and your BS. You need to learn how to pass the torch and help someone else besides yourself. Pass the torch, pass the torch. Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the torch, pass the torch, and get the torch to someone else. And now you're all up on the TV with your fake smiles and big words trying to retrieve me. Because you know that my bold is golden, and with a push of the button, you know the life I'm holding. So I pass the toast to my hood, so everybody can take it easy,
right.
And it's all good.
Please
step off of me and pass the toast,
either.
And don't keep it to yourself, and that's the show.
Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can help somebody else. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame. Pass the torch, pass the torch. We can't see the flames, we can't
help
see the flames. Share the torch, share the torch. It's time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Thank you, Brother Jay.
It's changed two words. Hear me out. I'm locked up,
Brother
yeah,
Kane.
G, he built me out.
Thank
I'm
God.
Like saying I understood,
possible.
Pass the torch. I help him, he helped me, and that's how we buy what
costs.
And now I'm buying
lost.
Educate yourself, get on the board, and I ain't talking about diving off.
And
we dying off,
yep.
But y'all don't hear me though.
Nah.
We get a gun and we fear we imperial. You ain't killed nothing,
we
it's government
studio.
It's silly though, the white runs really low.
We love you, baby.
If you fix
but
the
God
roof,
loves
even
you,
if
man.
You fix it too. Just pass the torch
please,
to someone else can fix it too.
It
got a stake by
you.
The river, paid off in December. And think, I was late in November.
Damn.
Blacks abort, stop
hold
passing snort.
Don't let
that
stop
the charm,
you.
Homie, pass the torch.
Pass the torch, we can't see the flames, we can't see the flames.
I know
share
me
the torch, share the torch.
It's
time to see fame, it's time to see fame.
Put it
down, pass the torch, we can't see the flames, we can't see the flames. Share the torch,
you can do
it's
what
time
you want
to do. It's time to see flames.
Pass the torch, pass the torch.
Ain't no stopping
don't
us now.
Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the torch. Pass the toast and get a toast to
someone else. Come on, Brother David.
Pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Do it.
Don't keep it to yourself. You gotta pass the toast. Pass the toast.
Mr. Kane.
Well,
yeah, Brother Kane.
Pass yourself.
Pass the toast.
I know math. Millionaires.
You can't see the
they got all kind of wealth. It's not spreading
it.
All amongst their family members or their friends. Help somebody. We can quit jobs. We can quit all kind of wealth. We can make everybody successful. All you got to do is just reach back and pour somebody up. Share the torch. You can do anything what you want to do. Money make money. Oh, let's put our money to work. Let's put our money to work and make some more money for other people. Oh, you ain't got to have more poor people out here. You can help somebody. The rich can help the poor.
That's right.
Let's start reaching back that you don't even know, you can help them. God said we all a family. Let's help each other. All you got to do is just pass the torch. Don't be selfish with the torch.
Okay.
Help somebody, pull somebody up. All you can do is, let's start today. Let's make this a brother day. Let's spread love. Let's reach out and touch somebody else's hand.
Pass
and make this world a better place if we can.
We can.
I know we can.
Let's pass the torch.
Beautiful. Let's just pass the
course
amongst each other. Let's start something.
We can
start something that will last all over the world. Let's stop the world and start spreading love by passing torch. It's enough. It's enough. Ain't no use of nobody being greedy. It's enough for everybody. All respect. I'm talking about anybody that got something they can help somebody with. Let's pass the
torch.
Let's do this for the Lord.
We can't see
the
flames. We can't see the flames.
We can do it.
Shout
out to all the beautiful people in the world. Stop spreading
the
love. Stop passing the
torch.
You can do it.
We can't see
the flames.
We can't see
the flames. Oh, it's beautiful to pass that
torch.
It's beautiful to help somebody. Oh, you can't even see
the
flames. What you gonna do? You can't take it with you.
Let's
the world see what the world's all
flame
about.
Up,
so now, let's
up.
Bring another thing
flame
to the world.
Up, let's
pass
flame
it.
Up.
Hit that again.
Oh, man.
Straight hair, curly hair, long hair, short hair.
What do you mean closest to an afro?
Closest to afro. Well, that would be long and curly then.
Jesus Christ. $4,000. Think I could get a f***ing afro?
No link afro, sir.
Okay, let's move on.
Fingernails?
No fingernails.
Well, you have to put something on there, sir.
But whatever, I'll just pull them off with pliers. Don't worry about it.
Pubic hair.
Do you ever see Don King's hair?
Yes.
Could you put something like that down there, sticking out about 5 inches as long?
We don't have Don King afro pubic hair, sir. It's curly or it's straight.
Natural curly.
How about the style of the pubic hair?
Style of pubic hair. And Jesus, I don't give a shit, but it's just pubic hair.
Now we've got shaved, trimmed, and natural.
Just give me natural. I just want a natural woman, boy.
Natural?
Exactly.
That seems to be one of our more popular.
Look, you can spare me the f***ing commentary. I'm just trying to order a f***ing blow-up doll.
Well, sir, it's important that we get the order right. I don't want you calling me back saying that you got the wrong pubic hair on your
Jesus
doll.
Jesus Christ.
What kind of entrances would you like?
Entrances? What are you talking about?
Well, we've got the vaginal and the oral entrance. We've got vaginal and anal. Or we can do all together. We can go vaginal, anal, and oral.
That
would be one of our more popular ones.
Let's see. Three entrances is good for me. Is there any way I could get three anal entrances?
Well, what do you do with the doll after you ship it out?
No. I wanted you to put three anal entrances on the doll.
Well, we cannot put three.
Because I love a woman with an asshole for a mouth.
They do not come that way.
Yeah, look, just give me anal. That's
huh?
All I need.
What kind of breasts would you like on the doll?
Yes. Could I possibly get three breasts? That way, if I get crazy and cut one off, I still got a full set.
No, sir. They only come with two.
Look, this is supposed to be the ultimate woman. I mean, it's supposed to be my dream doll. I mean, what makes this doll better than any other goddamn blow-up doll?
You're able to put the options that you choose from your own.
Well, you don't seem to have the options I want.
Sir, we've gone through quite an extensive list here, and you seem to put together quite a selection of
yada, yada, yada. Does she squeal like a pig?
No, she does.
She got a club foot?
No.
Can I get a monkey tail?
No.
Mucklucks?
No.
Detachable legs?
Not today.
Projectile vomiting?
No.
Does she come with wool on her back so I can pretend like I'm f***ing a sheep?
No, sir.
This is bullshit. Now, how much is that again?
Let me total up your total here. You're about $42.38, that includes shipping.
Do you take trade-ins?
No, sir.
But I got about 30 of them in the back.
No, sir, we don't take trade-ins.
You got one of those dolls that looks like your mom? Because I'd really like to f*** her. Hello?
Shouts out to the Mod Squad. Shouts out to Link. Shouts out to Don King for somebody want your hair for their pubic hair on their chick, on their blow-up chick. Ain't that a bitch? Oh, man. Yeah, people, if you know what the fuck I'm talking about, man, that's on YouTube, newyoutube.com. Old Ned calls about the real doll. And, yeah. Oh, man. We got one more for you people. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the hoverboard. Yeah, I already. Motherfucker asked me about that. Talking about his, I said, yeah, you got to, one thing you got to know about the hoverboard, and that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an actual board, you know what I'm saying? That's, yeah, no, that's some other shit. That's some other shit. They have an actual board that is, there you go, the Back to the Future real hoverboard. They do have that, you know what I'm saying? It's a propulsion, it's a propulsion-driven skateboard, you know what I'm saying, which runs on the same premise as, like, when you're playing, what the fuck they call it, ice hockey, what the fuck is it, fool's hockey, whatever the fuck it is, air hockey, there you go, air hockey. It's based on the same premise of that little disc that, you know what I'm saying, once you put air underneath a cushion of air under any object, you know what I'm saying, it'll make that object rise. So they follow in the same principle, you know what I'm saying, if you can put two little jets that's powerful enough to push air down on the ground, you know what I'm saying? It will make the board elevate. So if you put a strong enough jet or propulsion device, it'll make you or whoever the fuck standing on the goddamn hoverboard rise. You know what I'm saying? Now, what they talking about is you know, this shit that they talking about, this other hoverboard is something different. That's based on the hovercraft. You know what I'm saying? That's based on you know a tube filled with air, and it has jets underneath it, which, you know what I'm saying, inflate the tube, which gives it lift. You know what I'm saying? That's a little bit different than what I'm talking. I'm talking about straight air propulsion. You know what I'm saying? Just straight air. You know, the board and air underneath, you know what I'm saying? No kind of, nothing touching the ground, you know. So it's out there, people. If you don't motherfucking believe it's out there, then fuck it. Kill yourself, goddamn it, because the shit's been the fuck out there. Just like the goddamn, just like the motherfucking, whatchamacallit, what do they call them? The fucking seawalk things. That you stand up on and just ride around. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people, the sea gates. What the fuck, the sea gates? Yeah. These nerds have created ring skates. Oh, those are cool. Ring skates. Yeah, I want to skate with some fucking rings around my goddamn. What the hell, man? That doesn't seem cool to me. You know what I'm saying? I got the fucking skate sideways and shit. Fuck that. Fuck that. That's a nice one, though. That's a nice one there, Heavenly Angel. Thank you. Not. Let's get into one more song, people. We're going to come back with some more good tech talk with you. This is Futuristic Friday going down right here live. Starship Smelly Prize. And let me see if I got anything futuristic. Let me see if I got something futuristic for you. Hold on. Let me. Do, 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 do. Boop, 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 boop. Into the future, time keep on slipping. I got an old throwback song coming for y'all too. Y'all gonna be like, wow, I haven't heard that in fucking forever. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good because you're gonna hear it today. Let's go ahead and get into Lil Deuce right here. Can't live with him, can't live without him. You know what I'm saying? Coming right back, Futuristic Friday.
Can't live with them, can't live without them. Yeah, one time for the ladies, man. Y'all mind if I tell the truth a little bit? Just a little bit? Look here.
Can't live with them, can't live with them, can't live with them.
Damn, so can't live without
them. Can't live with them, can't live with them, can't live with them.
Damn, so can't live without
them. Can't live with them, can't live with them, can't live with
them. Damn, so can't live without them.
I can't live with
live
I can't
with.
Live with
live
can't
with.
Live with them.
Damn, so can't live without
them. And I can vouch for it, player. I
can't even doubt. I know I talk a lot of shit, but I got love for y'all. I keep a gangster bitch, a bitch that like to drink Paul. Smoke weed, being colder than the fucking buses. Smoke out a number dozen, out of two motherfuckers. She on black and mild, smoking ass fine, bitch. And if she like what you see, yeah, she a grab your girl. So if you got a girl, you better leave her ass at home. You dress right, game tight. She give you dome. The next day, straight up, I like she don't know your ass. She on a money mission now, play her through the past. You ain't got nothing to fear, nigga, anyway. And that's the reason why she cut you on the first date. She care nothing about your car or your cheap chain. She gave you brain, you gave her brain. Now that's the mind frame. You smoke the breath, she smoke the blood. This is so damn way. Shorty don't owe you shit. Love it when you call her bitch. She just a little bit of jazzy ass outfit. Hair done, nails done, looking so good. Well, that's your baby mama, shorty, keep it so good. It don't matter about the size, player, big or small. Long as she keep it gangsta, about that paper, she my dog. Long as she keep it gangsta, about that paper, she my bow. And if you hear a woman do, don't fuck with y'all. Just stick your ass in the back, this song ain't for y'all. Yeah, if you hear a woman, bitch, don't fuck with y'all. You're the soft nigga, you need to be don't call. Can't live with her, can't live with her.
Feeling good, throw your hands in the air, let them know that you care. watching all the Lord sing, yeah, yeah.
It's the last, should be first, I mean the suburbs is after us. Say we from the hood and then everybody laughed at us. Even the local service from a hood called Nazareth. He came for the bad and ain't nobody bad as us. Then he came back for us just so we can rapture. The first should be last so the hood can't let him back us up. Yeah, I said the hood can't let him back us up. Wait, hold on, yeah. We said yes to his will, yes to his way. The day to that tomorrow provided him yesterday. We danced through the sorrows, to step through them yesterday. It's good in the hood, everybody said, hey. So we leaned on the solid rock. God love the hood, I know he love my block, yeah. 45th and Lloyd Street. God love the hood, I know he love me.
God love the hood, love the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, feeling good. Just throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah. God love the hood, love the hood. If you're from the hood and you're feeling good, feeling good. Throw your head in the air, let him know that you care. And if you love the Lord, say yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I know Jay killed the auto-tune, but I'm just tuning up this auto, give me walking room.
Yeah,
they keep questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, show them love back. Yeah, they questioning where the love at. Well, God love the hood, now do you love them back? Huh? Do you love them back? Yeah, yeah, God love the hood.
All right, y'all. All right, all right, all right. Time to go ahead and get into it, people. Yeah. This might take up the whole goddamn show calling these motherfucking crazy-ass motherfuckers, but fuck it, people. We finna go in and let's place an order for a blow-up bitch. Yeah, man, I want to get one of those blow-up bitches, man. Yeah. No. All right, tension, All right, telephone number. Here we go. All right, hold on, people. Here we go.
Calling Abyss Creations, home of Real Dolls. Please listen carefully as our menu options have recently changed. For customer service or public relations, please press 14 now or email amanda@realdolls.com.
Being transferred.
Amanda.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
All right, this is DJ Smell So Good. I'm a radio producer for Wrecking the Game Radio. I'm doing a show today on Futuristic Friday, and I came across your website.
Okay.
One of my listeners actually posted your link, and I clicked on the link.
Uh-huh.
And I actually thought it was not serious.
Oh, no, we're serious. We've been in business for 13 years.
For 13 years.
Yes.
Do you have a few minutes? Can I give you some free promo?
Sure, we would like that.
Yeah.
Probably what you need to do is speak to Matt. He's the
okay.
creator. He does all the interviews.
Okay.
He should be in any minute.
Is there a number I can reach him at, or what do you want me to do?
If you can, let me get your phone number.
Okay.
Then I can call him and have him call you.
Excellent. He can call into my show, man, and definitely I'm on the website. So, and it's uncut, uncensored. So.
Okay.
We talking about everything.
All
right. my phone number is area code 347.
347.
237.
5125. And your name was DJ. It's
DJ Smell So Good.
Okay.
And I'll be looking for his call.
Okay, I will tell you.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
All right. All right, we're waiting on a call, people. We is waiting on a call. See, now it's one thing. See, it's the key thing when you do when you do these calls, one thing, I mean, you can sit up there and try to prank call the people, and you know, but what I found out, if you actually just talk to people, man, they want to put the fucking business out there anyways. It's a goddamn porn site. Why the fuck would you want to, you know what I'm saying, put the shit out to the world? You know, I'm looking for a fucking blow-up doll, you know what I'm saying? You want to see if the pussy warm up, you know what I'm saying? She can work it, baby, work it. You virtual, hot, voluptuous thing, you. What I'm talking about. Only the future, people. Only the future. Yeah. Work it, plastic blow-up doll, you. You plastic doll, yeah, you fucking work it, you plastic blow-up doll, you. Wow. Look at that plastic ass move. Yeah, look at that latex. Look at that latex ass move, baby. Yeah, work that latex. Man, we have some nerdy, freaky motherfuckers in this world, man. Bitches sitting around. Wow. Well, I mean, hell, why would you be surprised? I mean, when you go to fucking sex shops, I mean, all these goddamn gadgets you fucking women got out there nowadays, why are you even with a man? I mean, you put a fucking jackhammer in your pussy and shit, like, you know, I can't. I ain't finna make all the motherfucking noises. I'm not battery goddamn operated. You know what I'm saying? You ain't sticking shit in my ass. So, yeah. I mean, I went to a goddamn sex shop, and this was, fuck, 10 years ago. This is the fucking 90s. You know what I'm saying? Early 90s, man, I went to the goddamn sex shop, 95. You know, me and my girl, you know what I'm saying, trying to get the little kinky shit going on and all that, you know what I'm saying? Trying to take it to a new level. And, I mean, yeah, they had little vibrators and, you know, little fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? The little booty, butt beads or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? They had them little shits. But 10 years later, walking into the goddamn sex shop now, shit. I mean, they got shit you put your whole dick in and cut the motherfucker on in it and feel like a motherfucker sucking your dick. Like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is, I mean, who was the testers for this type of equipment? Like, where are the ass at? Hey, we need people to stick their dicks in something fake to make sure that the product can sell. We need some ladies to put a fake dick into your pussy to make sure that the feel is right. We need 10 males with penis sizes 10 inches or larger for our new Super Commando condoms. And we need testers. Like, what the fuck, man? Oh, man, that is too fucking crazy. We're waiting on a call, man, from Matt from the Real Doll World. We're going to see if he's going to call us, man, and see if we can get some advertisement to talk about what's going on. We're going to go in on it, people, because if the doll don't warm your dick up, if it's not a pussy woman, you know what I'm saying? They don't warm your dick up. Like, what is the point of that? You know what I'm saying? Really, like, the motherfucker ain't talking back, so you know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck? All right. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, you can join in the chat on the bridge. with Heavenly Angel and Sinai. That's Washington all the way to the Netherlands. And we are in the past, present, and future at all times, people. You know what I'm saying? Because I can talk to Goofy Bone. And that motherfucker is what? 3 hours behind me. So that means what? Bitch, I'm 3 hours into the future. I'm telling you what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people, they look at, you know what I'm saying, what is, I guess you got to take a step back and say, what is the future? What does the future mean to me? What is my definition of what the future is? You know what I'm saying? Is it the goddamn, you know, space fucking cars shooting here, space boots and shit walking around? What is the definition, you know what I'm saying, of your future? What do you feel like the future? Because to me, the goddamn monorail, we never had no fucking monorail systems, no electric trains that would take you from one area to the next area like instant. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even growing up, shit, Amtrak was slower than a motherfucker. It had boxcars. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't a high-speed rail line like it is today. You know what I'm saying? Running throughout countries and all this kind of shit. And this is only over the past 10, 15 years, people. I mean, within your lifetime, you have come from the past, and you are now the present, but you are living in the future. I mean, I know that's a fucking mind-boggling thought. You know what I'm saying? But look at the boob tube. The boob tube shows you everything. It's already telling what's going to happen in the future if we let it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the future is only up to us. Who is that? Human beings. You know what I'm saying? So if we want to collectively come together and fuck up the future, then we can. Or we can collectively come together and help shape the future and, you know what I'm saying, take this shit into another realm. Now, myself, I call myself a trendsetter, which you have to be. This is why I've ordered items from China. And wholesale. And this is why I share this type of info. Because in my neighborhood, a motherfucker ain't never heard of what the fuck an MP5 player is. Everybody know what an MP3 is. You know what I'm saying? But no, they don't even really know what MP4 is. And definitely ain't never heard of a fucking MP5. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays, you go into the store, an average MP3 player, it'll run you $50 to $100, the average. You know what I'm saying? 1 gig, 2 gigs, you can probably pick them up for like $30 nowadays, you know what I'm saying? But 4 or 5 gigs, you're gonna run like $50, $60, $70. Alright? Now that's just to play music. Now an MP4 is where they started mixing in videos and shit like that, so where you can actually start watching videos. But when you get to the MP5, an MP5 player is where you can motherfucking watch TV. Hook the bitch up into your TV, watch TV, download TV programs, and all this type of shit. That is what an MP5 player is. But the future that we are in, that type of product, here in the United States will go for $100, $200, up to $250, $300. You know what I'm saying? But if you on my website right now, blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will be able to click on the link to epavchina.com, and you will be able to see exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? These items are the same items that Tiger Direct, CompUSA, Best Buy, all these other big technology companies are buying wholesale from and bringing it back to you, throwing a $200 price tag on it, boom, and then, you know what I'm saying, hitting you across your head. I ain't saying they're hitting you across your head, because knowledge is power. And if you don't have the knowledge, then you don't have the fucking power. And knowledge is everything. Power is nothing. You feel me? Power is nothing. Power is meaningless. If you the motherfucker with the knowledge, you got all the power. You feel me? I have all the power in the world right now, because I'm turning the world on to a website to show you items that you can tangibly purchase for little next to nothing and be 20 years ahead of anybody that's currently around you, guaranteed. All right, we're going to click on everybody, you know, Sinai and Heavenly Angel. Shout out to Florida UFOs. I have the Sheila 7830. Hell no. Shout out to Florida USO, man. You need to call up if you got one of them goddamn suck me up pseudo dolls or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah. And then you're going to get the fucking man doll. I wonder what the fucking man doll is going to come out. Is he going to have like a horse dick and shit? You know what I'm saying? He's going to come out with some big gargantuous, just stupid dick. And then the chick can be able to push the button to give him his hard on and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you push the button and the shit go back soft. Like, what the fuck is that? Oh, man. I mean, husband and wives ain't even going to fuck each other no more. Like, fuck you, bitch. I'm going to fuck my other bitch. Going to the other room, turn on the goddamn suck me up 3000 and shit. Well, fuck you. What's going over here in my room? And she turned on the goddamn Beast Man 4000 and shit. Her shit sound louder than yours. Like, what the hell are you doing in there? Why your shit got a stronger motor than mine? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is that? Oh, man. Fucking Beast Man 4000, he got a goddamn car motor hooked onto his shit. While we got fucking AAA battery, 4 AAA batteries that run our shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is that? Nah. Oh, man. That dog comes with a tongue and shit for eating pussy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Does the goddamn blow me 4000, blow me 3000? Does she come with a hot mouth? We waiting on the call from Matt. These motherfuckers gonna have me call they fuck ass back, goddamn it, if you don't call into my shit. I will call you back. Yeah, let me see where the hell you ordered this from. Oh, man. Oh, man, 8 hours ahead. Yeah. Everybody's living in the future, man. Yeah, and if you want to check out the Real Doll, go to www.realdoll.com, man, where you can order a Real Doll, excluding the Body 9, Real Doll 2, or the male. Oh, they do have a fucking male. Oh, fucking no. $5,499, people. Yeah, plus shipping. But think about the savings, man. You ain't got to feed the bitch. You know what I'm saying? You barely got to wash the bitch ass, so you ain't worrying about, you know, water or anything, or electric. You know what I'm saying? You got to worry about no talk back. Yeah, you got to worry about the bitch letting you down unless the batteries go down. Ah, man, you know, don't have a hard on to be like, oh shit, I ran out of double A's. Yeah. They do have the male doll. At which, no fucking way, people. Yeah. You do have a male doll. You can even select facial hair. He can be clean shaven or have a 5 o'clock shadow. Penis sizes. Why would you want a limp dick? Why would you want even a limp dick penis on your doll and shit? Well, ladies, why would you want a limp dick on your goddamn blow up doll? I mean, what are you scared of hurting your pussy or something? You know, I don't like big dicks. Just give me that small one. Yeah, I'll take the little guy over there. yeah, you get them all the way from small, medium, large, and fucking extra large. Yeah, that looks like me right there. Yeah. Also, you can get his pubic hair shaven. Yeah, you can get a bald guy. You can get it trimmed up, or you can get a full fucking cherry patch down there. Yeah. You can even get fucking optional pubic hair color. Yeah, you want some fucking albino hair? Yeah, you can fucking get albino. Have a fucking white doll with fucking red pubic hair. Fucking black doll with blonde pubic hair. Yeah, that's real fucking fantasy. And you can upgrade to a realistic penis attachment. Yeah, for extra $100. What the fuck? The standard male, yeah, includes anal entry plus one size penis attachment for only $5,999. Yeah, all you fags go out there and order you one today. Stop stuffing each other up the ass, spreading AIDS and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fucking crazy motherfuckers. This shit is too crazy for me, man. The internet is beyond my wanting to know imagination. Yeah. I ain't think about that. Shouts out to Florida UFO who says maybe they used to limp dick dudes. You know what I'm saying? Wish they might be. Don't come my way because I'm going to hit you with the grosse. Grosse. Yeah, that's what you tell a German chick. Put your hand, you put your arm out, your forearm out, you throw it out. Put your, you got to make a fist. Make a fist. Try this side night. Try this. You know what I'm saying? You up there with them. Try this. Make a fist. Go in front of a chick and then throw your arm out. You know what I'm saying? Your forearm real stiff. And you tell her, grosse. You're going to hear her say, if she ain't a freak, she's going to be like, nine, nine, nine. You're like, grosse, bam, you throw it out on her. And if she don't respond to it, then, you know what I'm saying, then you already know that she's not really with it. You know what I'm saying? And don't forget, y'all, I'm taking donations. Please, if anybody like to hit me up via PayPal, I'm taking donations for...
Save the clock tower. Save the clock tower.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to save the goddamn clock tower, man. This is Futuristic Friday right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize, man. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't living in the future, man, you are too motherfucking stuck in the past. We beam somebody up in this mofo flipper, and let's see what's futuristic on their minds up in here. You know what I'm saying? And don't forget, go to EPAB China, man, and check out some wholesale items, MP3, 4, or 5 players. And you can also get yours. Miss All the Way Turned Up.
Hello! Miss All the Way Turned Up.
All right, let me ask you something. You remember Back in the Future, right? You remember the movie Back to the Future?
For sure.
I'm taking you back to 85. Okay. In when he was riding in the car, it was several occasions they was in the car. When you remember what they was talking about over the radio?
Hell no, what they were talking about.
Okay, and this is why I tell everybody, you got to go back and listen to watch the Back to the Future in your grown man or your grown woman. And you will hear you will be in a whole different fucking world. Because you will hear over the little goddamn dial, turn dial radio, what they talking about, compact disc players. This is the future. Compact disc players. The players of tomorrow. Portable mobile telephones. Your solution. All this shit they were saying right there in 1985, that really the technology was already there. But to the American people, you know what I'm saying, it was only put out in the form of a movie. But the rest of the world was already living that shit. You feel me? Germany has been on motherfucking MP3 players and MP4 and all that shit. They've been on that shit 20 fucking years ago.
All you got to do is watch PBS, which the other folks don't do. They don't watch PBS, and you can just take a look and see how pristine Europe is, all the modern stuff they have. We a dinosaur world over here. But this, I just heard you mention about fundraising. Yo, we have launched the Million Felon March. We need everyone to kick in. Freedom is not free. We need everybody out there to spend $1 or more, just like the Obama campaign. President Obama is just the beginning. Change is a coming. We've been plantation down here, plantation-minded people, and we've been to remove these politicians are non-productive and keep making mistakes and fucking up everything, and we sitting up here paying the cost to be the boss. So this is the new deal. I'm going to take you back and your audience, listen audience. Judge Dredd, judge, jury, and executioner, that's who we now are, felons. We are Judge Dredd. So we want everybody to say, I am Judge Dredd. I am Judge Dredd. What does that mean? We are now the jury, executioner, and the judge on politicians, that we are no longer going to put up with it. Did you know there was a big job fair in Tampa, Florida? Oh, my, they came out looking spiffy and encouraged. Wow, until they found out the job don't start until 6 months. Uh-oh.
What?
I need to make money today. Call us.
What?
813 9
Wait. Hold up, man. They had a job fucking fair for jobs that ain't starting until 6 months the fuck later.
Hey, at least somebody got something to look forward to 6 months.
Man, let me beam my homeboy Ashwood up in here real quick. Beam old Ashwood. Yeah, Futuristic Friday. Let me let y'all know, man, if y'all interested in checking out some more shows similar to this old nutball shit that I'm on, go to www.floridauforadio.com, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/FloridaUFOs and check out some, you know, some more weird, wild, crazy shit that you motherfuckers probably ain't going to believe anyway.
Well,
but
what?
Hey.
We gonna vote I'm saying we will vote an alien that dropped out of the sky in before we keep reelecting these same deadbeat politicians. So that's some futuristic shit for they ass. Everybody recognize you are the boss, and you have not, and you are not getting not because you vote not. And that's the only way these politicians is gonna recognize that if you can't shame them, you can't change them. And as long as you keep sitting back complaining and don't complain at the polls with your vote, they're going to keep on messing up your lives. I say y'all because I ain't in this mess. I know what direction to go. Stay to the left, to the left.
Well, I'm taking dollar donations right now via PayPal because I need to get me a goddamn real doll. So I need 6,000 people to donate $1 so I can get me a goddamn real doll. Fucking right, people. I'm leaving women alone completely, and I'm ordering me a fucking $6,000 real doll.
Real doll?
Yeah. That's what we waiting on this motherfucking dude named Matt to call back in and give us an update on his goddamn website that sells life-size real dolls with pussies and dicks, titties, lips, the whole fucking nine yard, customizable down to the goddamn fingernails.
STD free, huh?
STD free, motherfucking back talk free, goddamn bill free.
Oh, hell to the dog.
Bag free. God, I mean, shit. Honestly, people, when it comes to sex, what is sex? Sex is 95% mental, 5% physical. That's all sex is. It's more. You will prematurely ejaculate by thinking of a woman because you want the pussy so bad before you even get into the pussy. So what was it? Was it more mental or was it physical? It's more mental. So if you got a fucking doll and you got that type of mentality, why the fuck do you really need a woman? Period.
Well.
Except for like cyanide, say, when we need the advanced version of this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because we need a motherfucker that can cook and clean and shut the fuck up.
People need money. They don't need sex. Sex leads to other things. And I'm asking you.
People need companionship. That's what people don't need. Sex, they want companionship. They don't need companionship. They want companionship. See, needs is a whole different thing. They want companionship. You need motherfucking food and water to survive. You need air. Them three things is all you motherfucking need is them three things right there. Now, you want companionship. You want somebody to be there. You know what I'm saying? All those are just wants, though. You know what I'm saying? That ain't a necessity of your life and living at all.
Well, that's true, because if you're in prison, you your own best friend. Me, myself, and I.
Uh-huh. I tell
if
a motherfucker
prison,
quick.
And in solitude.
I would tell a motherfucker quick, man, because it is so many nasty, trifling, scallywag motherfucking females and males, but since I'm only talking and coming from my perspective,
my
you know
goodness.
What I'm saying? That, yeah, I would rather put a motherfucking glove on my hand every goddamn day, satisfy me, and yeah, I did say put a glove on my hand, because when you're shaking hands with nasty motherfuckers in the hood, you don't want to go back and be touching your goddamn self.
Oh, my damn.
Huh? You don't want to be
yourself. How about we get with Jerry and Maury and all the people that got me good at lie detector tests, and we just start a lie detector test type dating service? Like, don't date them dirty dick.com or some shit like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Smalldick.com or something like that. Look, if you got a small dick, hey, this is your site. You know what I'm saying? Go to smalldick.com.
You got to finish with your lips.
You know, just be truthful, shit. You got to be truthful. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. You know what I'm saying? 3 weeks. Oh, I'll give three. Where's the donate button? Oh, shit. We got Florida UFOs that's going to donate $3 so I can get me a bitch. Damn. Hey, look, I want me a Chinese bitch. Actually, I want a bitch with a Chinese head, with a black mouth, a white body, a black ass, and Indonesian cootie hole with purple pubic hair. Yeah.
Hey, you want a Dennis Rodman hoe?
Hey, I need my bitch. The bitch gonna come out looking like RuPaul in this motherfucker. Like, damn, I gotta send that motherfucker back. Y'all sent me the wrong model, goddammit. What is that? Please,
That's a good making model you just designed right there. That's gonna be a popular. That's gonna be popular.
Hey, that's
and
thing,
I don't mean
gonna be
the
popular. It's gonna be popular with the aliens too. You know what I'm saying? That's why I put the purple pussy on there. You know what I'm saying? Put that Captain Kirk effect on to it. You know, Captain Kirk fuck everything. It don't matter. So hey, purple pussy, green pussy, it's all pussy to the captain. You know what I'm saying? The hell?
Oh, that's just Jeezy. Jeezy wanted to say something.
Oh.
He say, if you play the game, wouldn't have it no other way. But I'm going to clock back in. Holla.
All right, that's what time it is. Shout out to Miss All the Way Turned Up. Check this out, people. Since the punk motherfucker don't want to call from real dog, you know I got to call these motherfuckers back, man. I ain't getting no fucking call from Matt, goddammit. So, but he done got into my damn news time, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out Dave from Venice, Florida UFO, Heavenly Angel, Miss Computer Lady, and Cyanide up in her. Yeah, and that's what I need, too. If I do, I need me a bitch with three motherfucking titties. Fuck that shit. My dog Ned said it best, just in case, you know what I'm saying, I might dry up one of the titties. You know what I'm saying? I need three titties. Fuck that. I got a throwback song, man. I want y'all to hear, man, real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring y'all back. Taking y'all motherfuckers back to 1985. Where the fuck was you at when this goddamn song came out, man? Come on back in your motherfucking memories, man. This is Huey Lewis in the News. Power of Love, man, off the Back to the Future soundtrack. Right here live on Futuristic Friday, man. We coming right back with another news, y'all. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Power Love, man. I know y'all remember that shit, man. 1985, you know what I'm saying? This is Futuristic Friday, taking y'all all the way back. Now I'm going to take y'all all the way around the world. Because it's time for the nutty news of the day, y'all. I'm going to give y'all some nutty news from around the world, and I mean the world. Nutty News is provided your part by nuttynewstoday.com. All your weird, wild, crazy, off-the-wall news from around the world, man. You only going to get it here first on the Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Record of Game Radio with your host, Captain Smell So Good, man. This is how we do it. Yeah. Yes, best night. Now I ask the question, you know what I'm saying, like what was you doing back in 85, you know what I'm saying? And me, goddammit, I was watching Back to the Future. Shit. Let me see, I'm 32 right now. Okay, so 32, go back 32, that put me at 32. Damn, I got the motherfucking shit. I don't know, goddamn it, I'm old. Fuck. Can't even remember back that far, them goddamn 85. Shit. I know I was goddamn watching Back to the Future, that's all I know. Yeah, so we're about to get into the Nutty News of the Day, you know what I'm saying, brought to you apart by Nutty News of the Day, you know what I'm saying, where,
see if you bastards can do 90.
You know? Yeah. And we're about to get them funds up so we can...
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
You know? That's real shit. So, let's go ahead and get busy, baby. Right here live on Reckoning Game Radio. All right. Now, the nuttiest news was the goddamn, to me, was the goddamn Real Doll. But they still do have, you know, DeLoreans for sale. So if you'd like to purchase a DeLorean, the asking price is all the way from $15,000 to $22,000. That is for a 1981 DeLorean. Yeah. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them in circulation. Hey, so if you want to ride around like a real Back to the Future, knock yourself out. So let's go on over here to China, man, where, hey, if you click that link, that is EPAP China, man, has the link, the very important link, to hook you up with wholesale electronics, man. I mean, I'm telling you now, if this one website don't put you in the motherfucking game, I don't know what the fuck website will. And if that's the case, put the motherfucking website up in there so I can goddamn know about it. All right. I know you heard about this. If you didn't, you're hearing about it now. Wife swappers, yeah, are facing 5 years in prison. This is for all you motherfucking swangers down here. Yeah, yeah. Swang your ass on up into China and see what the fuck happens. Yeah, Chinese prosecutors have charged 22 swingers who joined a wife-swapping club with criminal licentiousness. I don't know what kind of big dumb word is that. Sleeping around, motherfucker. A crime that carries a 5-year sentence. The case has stirred fierce debate among lawyers, sex experts, and the public over whether the practice really merits a place in the criminal code at a time of calls for greater sexual freedom and when brothels are found on many streets in the heart of Beijing. Let me tell you motherfuckers something. When you got down, put your fucking hand up or forward or however the fuck you do when you get married and you say, I'm marrying this bitch forever, and she turn around and say, I'm marrying this motherfucker forever, that means you motherfuckers is married forever. That don't mean that there's a goddamn foreign wife exchange swap program going on where I'm tired of the pussy, I'm going to send the pussy over to England, and you see me, send me some English pussy, you know what I'm saying, and vice versa. The shit don't work that way, people. Brothels are there for single motherfuckers who ain't got nobody. Don't try to cross that up with no motherfucking married couple. That's the fuck you got married for, because you motherfuckers got tired or scared of motherfucking continuing to be single. So, bite the fucking bullet and shoot the fuck off. All right. Or just go to China. Yeah. All right. Back in Middletown, Connecticut, where these motherfuckers do dumb shit because they ain't got shit else to do in the motherfucking backwoods. I don't know what the hell's wrong with Connecticut, man. Y'all be doing some crazy shit, too. For a nice rural place, it's beautiful country, but y'all residents crazier than a motherfucker. Video shows a 3-year-old smoking pot. I can bypass this because all these stupid motherfuckers that I sit around and smoke with, they got their 2-year-old smoking motherfucking weed. That little punk bastard will come up, take your blunt off the table, pick it up, hit your shit 2 times, choke, and then take his little punk ass back onto his business. This is your 2010 parents, though. So, Middletown parents are facing charges after a video shows their 3-year-old child smoking pot, according to the police. The video allegedly shows the couple's child trying to light a glass pipe with a lighter. Christian Augury, 23, and Thomas Wade, 22, were arrested. Yeah. We're going to start this off a little early, people, giving out some awards. Yeah, because they definitely get that award. Even though all these motherfucking parents down here, y'all get the same award, you stupid motherfucker.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. People, if y'all wondering what the fuck I'm talking about, anytime I read an article, there's something in the headlines, and somebody do some real just stupid shit, yeah, they get an award. And that was their award. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go over here to Flint.
11300, narcotics call down in Flint County. Report of a pot field there. Send some units. Send some snacks, please.
We got a pot bus going on down here. Yeah. Tell all the kids to come on. It's time to get high for free. Well, at least I'll be saying that. All right. This is, who the hell is in the background? Okay, we got some FAM in the background. I'm ready. And it's going on in Chicago, Illinois, where a man gives cashier at grocery store a kidney. Yummy. Yeah, a single suburban Chicago mom is receiving a kidney from a man she met while checking out his groceries at the supermarket where she worked. Doctors say Dan Coyne asked Myra Del Vega, 49, whether she would consider him a donor after Del Vega told him she was starting dialysis for kidney failure. Now, that was just fucking sweet there, man. You guys would never fucking give me your ass. You know what I'm saying? Would you give me your ass so I can wear your ass around? To save my ass? That's what I'm talking about. I'm mad, people. Over here in Washington, D.C., where Senator Harry Reid cast wrong vote on health care. Again. Yeah, what the fuck ever, man? Oh, y'all bitches on crack, man. Senators and the congressmen all on crack. Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid, crackhead, mistakenly called out no Thursday when asked for his vote on the health care reconciliation bill. Probably because he don't want the motherfucking shit to pass. Setting the chamber howling with laughter. Yeah, right. Reid voted the wrong way when the clerk called for his vote, realized his error, and quickly changed his vote to yes. Yeah, right. He did it again, someone said amid laughter. Yeah, imagine that. That motherfucker ain't doing that shit on purpose. If the bitch say no, goddammit, there's no. If you were playing a motherfucking game of checkers, and goddammit, you jump my motherfucking man, and that ain't the motherfucking way you want to move, you can't jump back. Alright. Your ass just reneged if we was playing spades. You know what I'm saying, motherfucker? You just reneged. Alright, we over here in Wisconsin. Green Bay, to be exact, where college says new email font will save money. Wow. I never thought of that. Oh, fuck ever. A Wisconsin college has found a new way to cut costs with email by changing the font. The University of Wisconsin Green Bay has switched the default font on its email system from Arial to Century Gothic. It says that while the change sounds minor, it will save money on ink when students print emails in the new font. Wow. When was the last time you printed out a motherfucking email? Who the fuck prints out emails? Anybody? All right. Yeah, at night I graduated from college. Damn, Miss Computer Lady? Oh, me, my bad. God damn, you know how you just look up and shit just blow you. You know what I'm saying? I go back and look at the bridge and shit. I see goddamn Miss Computer Lady at the top. The first thing I see in 1985, I graduated from college. Like, damn, I'm calling myself old, baby. Hey. It's yeah, you're a few passes by the burning the bush there, Miss Computer Lady. But you're still looking good, girl. You know what I'm saying? You a MILF. Yeah, you a MILF to a lot of people out there, girl. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? Also, the show for tonight is being featured. Guest is Lorenzo Owens on blogtalkradio.com, Miss Computer Lady. Make sure y'all go and check that out tonight. Eastern Standard Time, because I don't know the goddamn time, because she ain't dropped the motherfucker in there yet, but I'm pretty sure, because I done chewed out, she will probably do that now. Yeah. Get into one little shout out, man, and we're going to get right back into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what's up, world? This your boy DJ Party Time of Breaking the Game in the Tank. If you want to come follow your boy Party Time, hit your boy up on twitter.com/partyzone3929. Or if you want to see what's popping in the world and see what Breaking the Game Entertainment is doing, hit your boy up at myspace.com/partyzone3929. Special shout out goes out to Miss Janu, DJ Smell So Good, and my boy Jolly Boy with that new smash here, Walk Like You Got. So if y'all interested in what we doing, hit your boy up. Breaking the Game Entertainment, 813 on the map, we doing big things. Holla at your boy.
That's real right there. And also to let you know, man, if y'all happen to be hanging out here in Tampa, Florida next month, you need to come party with your boy, man. I'm throwing the biggest party known to goddamn man or woman or any pothead in Tampa, Florida. It's the second annual 420 Piff Party, Wrecking the Game Entertainment and Making Happen Entertainment presents. It's going down at the Double Decker, 1001 West Cass Street. It's in Tampa, Florida, near the intersection of West Cass and North Edison Avenue. It's also featuring the all-new Touch the Mic Tuesdays, which are going to be every Tuesday night, you know what I'm saying, after the event. It's going down April 20th, 2010, from 9 p.m. until 3 a.m. in the morning. We'll be streaming and recording live on livestream.com/WDGE radio. Also broadcasting live on air from blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. Special guest during the night, you know what I'm saying, will be in the building. Welcoming all artists and entertainers, rap, R&B, rock, country, jazz, blues, spoken word, comedy, or poet. Hosted by my dog, famous comedian, Mr. Meech Dog, out of Kentucky. Music is by your boy, truly. DJ Smells So Good, and also my homie, DJ Party Time. We got live performances all night. If you want to perform, hit me up. We got $10 VIP passes in advance. With a VIP pass, you get free food, free blood at the door, free parking, and exclusive drink specials throughout the night. And you can hit me up for more info at 813-436-7106. You don't even matter. Just hit me up. And I got passes and all that good shit for you. So, that's if you all happen to be hanging up down here. Also, don't forget about the show.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
That's real. And we got a couple of more, man. Let's get back into it. What the hell is this? I bet y'all remember this, do you?
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Huh? Fucking right, man. If you're going to smoke some weed, man, smoke with some style. Go get a Dutch Master. You know what I'm saying? Garcia Vega. Big, nice blunt. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad. We're talking about the future, y'all. This is Futuristic Friday. I'd like to thank everybody who's riding out on the bridge and staying in tune to the show, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going now. Tampa, Sarasota here. Oh, well, let me give a motherfucking shout out. Check this out, man. This your boy DJ Smell So Good, representing out of Tampa Bay, Florida, for all my Florida UFOs out there and my Star Trekians. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down real big for the Starship Smell It Prize all the way across the world. Make sure you check out Florida UFOs on blogtalkradio.com/FloridaUFOs. Bam! How about that? Is that good enough? I need to do it over again. I'm finna smoke this weed now. If I hit this weed, I ain't gonna remember what the fuck I just said now. So you're gonna have to hurry up. All right. Heavenly Angel has dropped the news of the future. And we're gonna read a couple of those after we finish up the nutty news. You know what I'm saying? I'm at a couple of more news, futuristic news for you. Yeah, how about that? We're over here in Malmo, Sweden, where a prison warns convict over fraud attacks. Yeah, I wonder. Shit. No one's up right now. You know what I mean? Yeah, the warden of a Swedish jail said a prisoner received an official warning for voicing his discontent toward his situation via flatulence. Anders Eriksson, warden of the Kursaberg prison in Malmo, said guards filed numerous complaints about against the 21-year-old prisoner, alleging a series of concerted attacks in the form of the prisoner's constant windbreaking. What you gonna do, tape his ass up, y'all, you know, man? That motherfucker making sure ain't nobody trying to fuck him in his ass. That's why he got a farting problem, you know what I'm saying? You motherfuckers gonna be fucking me in the ass. It's gonna be a stank situation. You know? I ain't even having it. Hell nah, that's fucked up. Y'all give me 2 seconds, man. Two L segundos. Gotta sit up here and put some economical pressure in there. Shouts out to my homeboy Ashwood. And also, hold on. We got a show coming up at Club Nuvo. That's in May 2nd. It's the Florida Sex Symbol featuring my artist, Miss John New. You can check her out at www.myspace.com/ John New the Princess. JANUTHE Princess, goddammit. And, yeah. Ashwood and Third World will be opening acts for Miss John New. You know what I'm saying? Ladies get in free until 12 and drink free until 12. So make sure y'all come through, ladies, and fill it on up, because the men will definitely be smelling your ass wherever you are. They'll be there. All right. Let's keep it moving, people. Dallas, Texas. A woman. Oh, Lord. Lord. People. I mean, when anything has got to do with kids, I always take it real personal. You know what I'm saying? I don't have kids myself, so. Any of you motherfuckers out there that got kids, you better cherish your goddamn kids. Because me personally, I can't have kids. I'm not thanking anybody for it. But hey, you know what I'm saying? 32 years old, can't have kids, man. You know, you need the motherfuckers out there. You need to goddamn, yeah, hold on to your kids a little bit motherfucking tighter. You know what I'm saying? Because some people just don't have that blessing. But hey, Crystal Gardner, must be really attached to her car. Because a woman throws baby into SUV to stop repo. Yeah, when a man tried to repossess the SUV, police say the 28-year-old Dallas woman threw her 1-year-old child through an open window and into the car's back seat. A deranged but clever ploy, since state law prevents vehicles from being possessed while someone is inside. That's a dumb move, and yeah, you're down here in Tampa, Florida, man. You're gonna have a big party down there. Oh yeah, y'all already know, man. Y'all shit, fuck with me. Anybody down here in Florida, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can make it over here to Tampa. Y'all need to dance to be in the motherfucking place, man. I'll give you a goddamn VIP pass. Just hit me up, 813-436-7106. And you know what I'm saying? I give you some VIP to come up in there and chill with your boy. Just tell them you're a Blog Talk Network friend, man. Tell them you know what I'm saying? You heard this on Blog Talk Radio. And, yeah, man, I give you some free passes to come in and, you know what I'm saying, have a good time. That's some real shit on me. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers know I don't fake. I just went and got picked up some passes today, so I do have a few passes that are ready for purchase. If anybody wants to purchase it, $5 in advance, $10 after April 1st. And, yeah, you can go and check that out. So, let's go ahead and continue on. Shots are fired at Republican campaign office over in Washington, D.C., where these motherfuckers really finna get their ass fucked up. Y'all see it's more and more threats on Washington, man. I mean, from the Democrats and the Republicans. Motherfuckers been sending coffins to their goddamn houses and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit getting serious, man. Shit is getting real crucial out there. So, Virginia Representative Eric Cantor said that his Richmond campaign office has been shot at in that he's received threatening emails, but at the same time, the House Minority Whip accused top Democrats of trying to exploit the threats they've been receiving for political gain. Yeah, most of the threats so far have been reported by Democrats, but Cantor, the number two Republican in the House, is one of about 10 lawmakers who has asked for increased security protection. Probably because you motherfuckers is trying to pass a goddamn fake-ass fucking bill on the American people, and the American people just ain't having that shit. So, motherfuckers is mad and confused, and they really don't know how to, you know, properly go about, you know, getting some vindication. So most people taking it into their own hands, just like I said yesterday, think before you act Thursday. People take things into their own hands and do certain things that they regret, but they still do them. So, you know, and that tells you. World War II vet holds SWAT off for 6 hours in his sleep. Yeah, Houston, Texas, only in Houston, Texas, people. After he allegedly fired a gunshot during an argument with his wife, an 84-year-old World War II-era veteran held SWAT officers at bay at the couple's home in southwest Houston for nearly 6 hours before he was arrested peacefully. Yeah, he told reporters that he owns enough guns to take down the whole fucking army. It's an explicative there, but I'll fill that in. To take down the whole army if I wanted to. But he had not planned on using them. He had been asleep during much of the standoff. Yeah, nah, man. Y'all panicking and shit. This motherfucker in there chilling like a villain. This is why I always say I'm chilling like a villain. You know what I'm saying? The good guys always around there working the hardest. Y'all out there taking shit breaks, piss breaks, and all this, getting food shipped in and all this. This motherfucker in there sleep. He done took him a Geritol and went to fucking sleep. Probably didn't even remember firing the fucking weapon or why he fired the weapon. You know what I'm saying? Had a fucking flashback and shit. That's why he fired the motherfucker. Like, come on. All right, still in Washington, D.C., where the government pays $3,700 per month to shelter homeless families. Okay? Cities, state, and the federal government pay more to provide the homeless with short-term shelter and services than it would cost to rent permanent housing. Yeah, the U.S. government reports. Emergency shelter for families was the most costly. In Washington, D.C., the average bill for a month in an emergency shelter ranges from $2,500 to $3,700. In Houston, the average is $1,391. I didn't know that. But, you know what I'm saying? What sense does it make to pay motherfucking police officers to goddamn arrest homeless people? You know what I'm saying? You got to understand where your motherfucking taxpayers' money is really going. You know, shit, that don't make no sense. They sleeping on the goddamn the front lawns and shit. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers don't think that that's strange and shit. Like, that's not wasting your taxpayers' money. That's wasting. It's $225 every time a motherfucker goes through the jailhouse, gets booked into the jailhouse. It takes them approximately 6 to 8 hours to process out of jail. And they hold you in there up to 8 hours because that's the only way they can get paid from the state, you know what I'm saying, in order for providing services, for taking care of you. You know what I'm saying? While you sitting your dumb ass in motherfucking booking for stealing a goddamn ice cream cone or a pack of 9 liters. Or running a motherfucking red light and you got a suspended license. You know what I'm saying? It's man, please. That is super petty, you know what I'm saying, if you ask me. But you didn't. I'm just reading to you. You know what I'm saying? Let me give a quick shout out to a couple of people that just joined the show. Welcome to Reckoning Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize. Big ups to the Sea Siren. Peace out to Miss Computer Lady. And, yeah, that's what we're doing, man. And you are in tune to the Nutty News of the Day, brought to you in part by NuttyNewsOfTheDay.com for all your weird, wild, crazy news brought to you live. Yeah. Over here in La Habra, California, PETA makes Octo Mom an offer. Yeah, what the hell is Octo Mom? PETA says it wants to help California Octo Mom, Naja Suleiman, with finances by placing an ad on her front lawn. A spokesman for Virginia-based People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals said the organization sent a letter to Suleiman's lawyer offering to pay for an ad to be placed in front of her La Habra home as a means of helping her avoid foreclosure on the house. All right. I don't see what's the problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Shit, at least somebody trying to help her out. God damn. And last but not least, we're going to end this up in the UK. You already know, nuttiest place on the fucking planet. Where teachers leave boy, 5 years old, stranded in a tree. Yeah, it sounds like Teen Spirit if you ask me. You know what I'm saying? A boy of 5 was left stranded in a tree at school because of a bizarre health and safety policy, which banned teachers from helping him down. Yeah, the boy was only rescued after 45 minutes in the tree when passerby Kim Barrett, 38, noticed the child and helped him down herself. But instead of being thanked for her actions by the head teacher, she was reported to the police for trespassing. God damn. All right, people, that would do it for your Nutty News of the Day. And like I did tell you, provided by Heavenly Angel, we have some news of the future, which is something new we will bring to you. This is sponsored in part by www.newsoffuture.com. Did you know that in March 20th, 2035, that is 2035, that anti-aging drugs work? Yeah, there was a lot of buzz around the life extension drugs that hit the market a decade ago. They didn't promise you to live forever, but they gave you a chance to maybe extend your life with an extra 5 to 10 years. But do they work? Yeah. Voyager Sisters, RIS, Rest in Space, March 13th, 2025. The last efforts in getting in contact with the Voyager probe have not been successful, and today it was officially announced that we have lost the contact with them forever. The last signal from Voyager 1 was received in November 2020, and from Voyager 2 in March 2020. Am I telling the fucking future here, people? I don't want to be sitting here scaring y'all and shit, because I'm kind of confused my motherfucking self. What the fuck is this? What if an AIDS vaccine was approved this evening? According to February 23rd, 2020, as you probably know, there's still no HIV or AIDS vaccine approved now in 2020. Yeah, right. But what would happen if one was approved already later this evening? Will it stop the spreading of the virus and eliminate the disease? Or where more people go out and buy a fucking real doll like I'm ordering right now. I'm just waiting on 6,000 people to send me $1, please, to my PayPal so I can order me a blow you bitch. Yeah. Yeah, provided to you in part by realdoll.com. Get your blow you bitch or your limp dick Bobby at realdoll.com. Yeah. I just put those names to you. You know, blow me Betty and suck you up Betty and blow me Bob, something like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know fucking one of those names. Yeah, and yeah, that'll do it, man. I don't know. It's fucking weird news, man. I ain't reading about the future, man, because shit, I might not be motherfucking in 2025. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, I'd care. Huh? Shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to live now, you know? So, being that I'm trying to live now for now and not the future, I'm going to play a song that was not now, but back in the future of 85, which is the past, but was the future then in the present, which is now. Fuck it, man. I done fucked myself up. You know what I'm saying? So, let's get into another one, man. This is Huey Lewis in the news. This is back in time. Right here live. Starship Smelly Pride, man. Let's go ahead and blast off. Let's get into it, man. Wrecking the Game Radio. Futuristic Friday. You already know.
Well,
ain't had our ass around here, and I don't know how long, but still got love for you. Every time she come through the show, she always know I'll be asking.
I want
you know?
To see your tits, my dear.
Yeah. All right. Let me cue my porn music back up. And we're going to go back in, man, because like I say, motherfucker, if you don't call me, goddammit, I'm going to call your motherfucking ass back, and I'm going to say,
see if you bastards can do 90.
Yeah. Oh, well, not really, but, yeah. So we're calling, the Real Doll Company, and they're located, hold on just a second, let me get my porn music back on here, people. Porn music is provided to you in part by Debbie Does Dallas Porn. Yeah, you got that. Love that one. Yeah, Real Doll. Go to www.realdoll.com. And they're located in San Marcos, California. So let's give them a call and see what we can get here. Hello. Yeah, we're looking for Matt.
Thank you for calling Abyss Creations, home of Real Dolls. Please listen carefully as our menu options have recently changed. For customer service or public relations, please press 14 now or email amanda@realdolls.com. For accounting, press 11. For engineering, press 12. If you are unsure of who you need to speak to, please remain on the line and leave a message in the general mailbox and your call will be returned.
Being transferred.
This is Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, I was waiting for the call for Matt.
Oh, yeah, he hasn't come in yet.
Oh.
I called him and I left him a message on his voicemail, but I haven't heard from him.
I didn't call him, so he's wagging off. He's probably somewhere with a real doll.
No, I have no idea where he's at, actually.
Oh. Now, let me ask you something then. Let me ask you a couple of questions then.
Sure.
I'm on your site. All right. I'm on the female Real Doll, and I noticed that you can switch the ears up.
No, you can switch the faces, but the ears are built onto the face.
So what is the elf ears?
Oh, that's an attachment that we can do during the production of the face. That's permanent.
So it'd be like I'm fucking an elf.
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of fantasy is that? Okay, let me ask you something. Let me keep it clean here. Does the cooter hole warm up?
Not by itself. There's no internal heating device. You can warm up the doll with blankets or a hot bath, and it'll retain the heat quite well.
Okay, so the doll is waterproof.
Yes.
So I can go swimming with her.
Yes.
So
you
I can
submerge her all the way. You don't want to get water above the neck.
Okay, so we can't be doing the nasty in the jacuzzi or anything.
Probably not, unless you can find a way to keep the head elevated out of the water. Because the dolls have a hook in the neck, and that's how they hang up. But because that hole is there, water could get inside and corrode the joints, so you want to be very careful with that.
And hang up. So you can hang her on the wall and
Do
nasty stuff to her.
Yeah.
Okay. I flipped over and noticed you got male dolls, too.
Yes.
All right, with the male dolls, why do you have a limp dick doll?
For photography purposes.
For photography purposes?
Yes.
Meaning what?
Meaning people like to take pictures of their dolls.
Wow. Okay, because this is, you know, a whole different world. So are these popular, like, in the sex industry?
Yes, extremely.
Extremely popular. So, I mean, a lot of sex scenes that we probably be watching aren't the actual person.
Oh, no, not in, like, the porn industry, but people buy them to have sex with. That's the point.
Right. So I'm saying, but not, they're not.
They're not used in porn movies that I know of.
Oh, okay. Not you know of.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. I'm just absolutely dumbfounded. Are sales good?
Yeah, they're very good. We sell about a doll a day.
About a doll a day. What is your general selling area?
I'm sorry?
What is your general area that, you know, is more popular, in the U.S. or abroad?
The U.S., but we do sell to other countries.
You do. Now, how are you guys competing? Because, you know, China has their own version of the, I wouldn't say the real doll, but they have their own version of the whatever kind of doll. You know what I'm saying? The Suck Me 2000
right.
or whatever the hell it's called.
Right, but that's like trying to compare a Chevy Nova to a Ferrari.
Wow, you went deep with the Nova now.
Yeah.
You went deep with the Nova.
Yeah.
Wow.
They don't compare. They're completely different. The Chinese-made dolls, they have their own niche, but they're nowhere near our level of quality and artistry, so you really can't compare them to each other.
And you guys get down all the way to the nitty-gritty, fingernails, toenails, eyeballs.
Right.
Pubic hairs.
Yep.
Which you know, that dumbfounded me. I'm like, why would you? But I guess that's the custom feel of it. Now, let me ask you something. Does the cooter hole, does the cooter hole come in, is it a one-size-fits-all, or is it a, you know what I'm saying, do you have tight cooter holes, you know,
it
loose?
It is one size. They are pretty tight. They'll stretch. Silicone stretches up to 300% before tearing. So, you know, that's one thing that we've actually never had a complaint on, is somebody not fitting. It works with everybody.
Okay. And let me get personal with you. Have you tried a real doll?
I have not.
What the? How y'all sell the product and you ain't going to try the product?
Well, our products are geared for men, so not being a man.
No, I'm saying the male, but you have the male doll.
Yeah, but I'm happily married.
Okay. Yeah. Well, would you, if you weren't married, would that, being that you're in that profession, would that be something that you would possibly have purchased?
Probably not. It's a personal preference. I've never needed that kind of product in my life, so
right.
My personal choice would not be to do that. Mostly the male dolls are bought by gay men. We don't sell to women hardly at all.
I would, I can see that. Yeah, I can definitely see that. Wow. Well, hey, Miss Amanda, go ahead and spray out your information. You know what I'm saying? How somebody can order a doll or... Oh, wait. I got somebody who wants to ask you a question. Hold on one second. Let me beam them up in here real quick. Hold on one second. All right, 718, you're in the building.
Yes, hello. I was thinking that... they had dolls for the women as well, but I just heard that they only have for men. But what if, you know, the woman put on one of them dildos? I guess you could buy one of them too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we do have the male dolls. It's just they're not usually purchased by women.
Oh, okay. So, but that's an option. If she wanted to, she could buy it too, and she could just put on a dildo.
Yes.
No, well, see, the male doll comes from all the way from limp dick to extra large.
Right.
So, you know, now, let me ask, are they interchangeable?
They are.
So you can go from limp and then go and work your way up in the stages.
Right.
But the cooter hole, that ain't interchangeable.
Not really. On the real doll, too, the insert is removable, so you can take it out for easy cleaning, but the size is the same.
And the placements, all the placements, like you can't put the pussy on the mouth and the mouth on the pussy.
Right.
You got the standard areas.
Yes.
You know, you can't do the Mrs. Potato Head, you know what I'm saying? Put that
right.
Put the ass on the mouth and
right.
Just get all fantasy, freaky fantasy with it.
Mhm. Yeah, it wouldn't fit. It's sculpted to fit where they're supposed to fit anatomically.
Okay, so you guys don't have a real doll 3 coming out like that in the future?
No.
Yeah, put an ass on the mouth and go for it. You know, okay. All right, well, hey, this is New York, actually. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida myself. This is Mrs. SD, this is Sweet D Love, out of New York City.
Yeah.
All right.
And we have a bunch of people actually on the show, all the way from the Netherlands to Seattle, Washington, as well as another Florida guest. And the Seattle, Washington guest was the one that actually... turn me on to your website.
All right, well, that's good.
And so, you know, we definitely, you know what I'm saying, we some freaky fucks out there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody does their thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we have run across your website. So everybody check out www.realdeal.com, trademark. It's a lot of haters, fakes out there. I see down at the bottom you guys got some imitators.
Yes.
And trying to jump on the old pony wagon. But go to www.realdeal.com, the original doll that started it all.
Yes.
Yeah, that is real. I got to check down on Howard Stern because I know he had all kind of crazy questions he wanted to ask.
Yeah, Howard Stern actually is partly, he helped us become who we are. He had one of the very first dolls ever made and really promoted it well for us.
I believe that. Hey, well, how can I get me a free doll? You know, I need a sample doll. Can I try out for like 30 days?
No, we don't get
that. Sorry. It's not a location I can come in like a in-store and just give her a trial, a quick 45-minute, you know, run over.
No, we don't give trials.
No sample
hockey. All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Amanda. You've been a great sport. I appreciate all answering all our questions and stuff. And being real, because I honestly thought the website was just something fake Barbie doll website. But you have definitely proved that wrong.
All right. Well, I'm glad.
All right. And you have a great day.
You too.
All right. All right. And now we have it. The real doll question has been answered. Futuristic Fridays. We've beamed up Mrs. Sweet D. Love.
Hey. Yeah, I came in on here.
And
the cootie hole.
Yeah, the cooter hole. You know, I ain't want to be all pussy and dick and all that. You know what I'm saying? And the lady is. So,
absolutely.
You know, I want to go ahead and keep it a little, you know, a little PG-13 for, you know what I'm saying? I want, you know,
absolutely.
Amanda's married. You know, I didn't want to. I didn't want her to be like, you know.
Older the berry, sweeter the juice.
I guess the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yeah, well, yeah. She blacker than a motherfucker, too.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to be, you know, saying that or anything about me, you know. But, we got that came from Miss Heavenly Angel. She stumbled. Yeah, hint, hint, eyeball, eyeball, wink, 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 wink. She stumbled upon the real doll link. And, enlightens us with it.
Well, you asked some really good questions there, you know, Captain Smelly. You really did. Big up, Miss Computer Lady. Thank you for putting that out there.
Well, you know, I'm a freak. So, I mean, it ain't like it was too hard. Oh, man, I was going to get it. I wanted Matt that really to call in. See, if Matt would have called in, then I would have went there.
All the way.
I didn't want to went there. But you know what I'm saying? I want to keep it, you know, keep a little civil in her ear. You know what I'm saying? Keep it a little. So she wouldn't hang up on me. But see, in that business, I really don't see how, you know what I'm saying, you can get any. What shocking questions can you fucking get?
There are none.
What the fuck is it? You know what I'm saying? What questions did I ask that was. I'm pretty sure if you look at their frequently asked questions list, somebody done asked that. Hey, can you put an ass on her mouth? Can you put her mouth where her ass is? I'm telling you. Mama done asked that question. Yeah? Does it heat up? Them key questions, you know what I'm saying? Because you're talking about a sexual pleasure. So when you're thinking about a doll and a life, a doll you're paying $6,000 for, I would think that motherfucker came with some batteries.
Trying to tell you.
And a heat warmer. Shit. Some kind of button where, you know what I'm saying?
Too true.
Yeah. I'd like to thank real quick Florida UFOs, Heavenly Angel, Cyanide, Sea Siren, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. And come back tomorrow because we got Scandalous Biatch Saturdays going down. I'm starting my Saturday show back up, Miss Sweet Dean Love. Back by popular demand, you know what I'm saying? And, so we're going to be going in.
Well,
hey, there ain't no way you can make it down here to Florida, Tampa, by next month, is
it? By next month? I'm going to Vegas next month. You know,
oh, shit. Stay your ass out of Vegas, woman. We going there in November.
I know,
shit.
But, you know. I got some business.
Yeah, more than we got down go. Shit, you don't got down no more than we know. We trying to experience life together. Together.
I'm trying to find some other places for the meet and greet, too, you know, and have some fun, you know, a whole lot of fun. And, you know, so I think we need to start getting that together, like, next month anyway, you know.
Yeah.
For all the new people that definitely are going, because you know it's going to be at least four times that that came.
Yeah.
I believe
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got outsiders. I got outsiders that want to fucking go.
I know. That's
they
bad.
Like, fuck the network. I want to go just because, nigga, I know. You know what I'm saying? They seen some of the clips and shit. So, motherfucker, like, damn. And then a lot of these motherfuckers ain't never been out the box either now.
Well,
a lot of these motherfuckers ain't never been out of Florida. You know what I'm saying? So, they figure they're safe now. You know what I'm saying? A motherfucker like, well, damn, Smell can do it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I can do it. Well, thank you for letting me be that goddamn influence for getting your punk ass out this motherfucking box.
True.
Because it's shit. Not saying that, you know, flying to the desert is all impressive, but the way they got the bitch built up, you can have a good time.
I'm sure.
You know, and see something different.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely see something different. Yeah, how about I got the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying, on right now? That's us, the dude Cyanide. He's from the Netherlands.
Hi, Cyanide from the Netherlands.
Yeah, so we got, I think, Florida UFOs. He down here in Sarasota. I'm trying to get him. Because I'm asking that because, you know, I'm doing my 420 party next month.
Oh, wow.
He know 420, you know what I'm saying? I got it going in. I'm definitely going in. Free food, free blunts.
Oh,
you know
man.
What I'm saying?
When?
Go,
oh, hey. The actual date, April 20th?
April 20th.
Kiss my
grits. April 20th. It is going down. I guarantee you. You have to go to my MySpace and look at what I did in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I got pictures, you know what I'm saying, on the MySpace.
Well, I haven't been to MySpace in a minute. I got to go there and actually update. And absolutely. Yeah. So
how everything been, sweet?
Everything is
good.
I'm doing Q Harper. I'm doing Q Harper. Ooh, that don't sound right.
hey. And they be singing and woo-wooing it, y'all. Yeah, that's what y'all be feeling, though. I'm doing Q Harper.
No, I'm interviewing him tonight, you know. And, World Movement Records CEO Lamont Patterson. You know, he's going to talk about the music biz and, you know, the ins and outs and, you know, what folks that are trying to get into the business of music, you know, what's, the, you know, some really 100 things, you know, the keeping it 100 things that they need to know, you know, and also the how to differentiate between, you know, booking agent, publicist, manager, personal business managers, you know, and also distribution and the whole nine. So, you know, that's going to be information for all those who are, you know, really getting into the music biz and are indie artists. So that should be interesting. And then, you know, he'll have some nice music and an interview with Q Harper. And keep him moving.
Ain't no
right
damn
along.
Interview. Be no motherfucking interview. It's going to be a goddamn fucking phone concert and shit.
Oh no. I'm doing a little different.
No.
Yeah, I'm doing a little different.
Is he going to be on the show?
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's going to be a damn phone concert. I don't want to hear that shit.
That's
the first artist that when you say sing on the spot, that mother dropping draws, goddammit. What?
Well, that's going to come at the end because actually, you know, I do want, you know, I want the listeners to, you know, to get some of his bio via his, you know, what he's speaking and saying from the interview. And then at the end, you know, since his single is Quiet Time, you know, I will ask him, you know, to
how much you bet? How much you bet?
I'm not betting anything.
Oh, I'm going
to
say.
I already sent my questions out to him. So.
How much you want to bet? Within them questions, he going to break off into a woo-woo-woo. I got a song about it. You like to hear it go, I want to tell you, lady. Oh man, I love that dude though, man. Just talked to him one time, man.
Uh-huh.
That's the dude I want to book to come down here. If I can book him and Shelly Kay and Rita Shelby all on one show, man, please, nigga, I would get
the boy could
paid.
Sing. The boy could sing for real, ain't
a
no
nigga would
that.
Get paid. You would have so many grown folks come out to that show.
Absolutely.
I mean, males and females, because, you know what I'm saying? The women going
to
come
guitar.
To see him.
You know, he be making love to that guitar and be making you feel like, woo, woo, woo.
You feel me? Like, he a walking live band.
Yeah, I know.
Like he just walked down the street, you know what I'm saying? Just be playing and jamming and what the fuck was it that led the rats out the goddamn town and shit?
Oh yeah.
The Pied Piper. He like the motherfucking Pied Piper, but that nigga just walked down just singing and shit, playing.
You said the Pied Pipe. Did you say the
Pied
Pipe?
Pied Piper.
Oh, excuse me. My bad.
The Pied Piper.
Oh, my bad.
Yes. Yes. The Pied Piper. Not the Pied Pipe. You know, the Pied Piper. Yeah. Yeah. But he's singing them out of town. You know what I'm saying? And instead of, you know, blowing the flute.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a beautiful thing, but, you know. He deserves his time, you know.
Yeah.
So he's put in a lot of time, too. A lot of time. So.
He ain't a studio singer. You know, all these motherfuckers now, these old synthesized ass,
right.
What the fuck ever y'all want to be, T-Pain asses.
And,
you know, excuse me, not even T-Pain asses, Roger and Zap asses, who were the creator of that shit, you know what I'm saying, 20 years before y'all fucking time. But then you come out, with, you know what I'm saying, with the shit, like it's all brand new, and now everybody like, that shit's some old, wow, that's some cool shit.
You know.
that shit older than, come on now, older than music, put it that way. It's been in music since music. Synthesizing voices and all that.
Yeah, I heard that there's a show coming out, Captain Smelly is coming, you know, I think it's coming out next month too, and it's supposed to be off the hinges. It's a real
show for
doll
what?
Voice show, I think.
It's the who?
It's a real doll voice show.
Real doll
voice, you know, voiceover. I wanna make you over. Yeah, something like that. I heard about it. I can't wait.
Hey, give me my drop, woman, because I have to just snatch it off of this, snatch it off of this record.
What's that?
For my radio show, you know what I'm saying? I really need to send out, like, an email bomb or something.
Yeah.
I guess send the script out.
Yeah.
Everybody give a drop for the radio show, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ride a record again, radio, Starship, Smelly Pride, Smoking
yeah.
and Token with Captain Smell So Good, or something like that, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, put it
something
down
like
and
that.
Then send it out.
Something like
you
that.
Know? And, you know.
Go on, say something. Go on, say something, woman. It don't matter. Anything you say.
Say anything.
It's the sweetest thing.
Let him beam you up now. Welcome to the show.
I'll be using that.
<You're crazy. laughs> Give me some words, and I'll, you know, and I'll improvise and synthesize, and you know, mesmerize the ears and let them visualize. Yeah.
Okay. I'm still in the.
How you still on when everybody else sees it be like, okay, thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know. Mine normally, my whole switch is still on.
That's crazy because everybody else be like, I'm telling you, in the next 3 minutes. After the show, they be talking to people. It may be 5 minutes, but they
yeah. Well, no, nah, you normally. Well, no, nah, you posted. Well, normally it was a minute.
Well,
you normally got up to a another hour. That's what it was.
No, that's how it was.
But yeah.
A lot of the shows that I've been on, right, like they could be in music, and like 4 minutes after it says, "Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio." Click. They must love you. Or maybe they like this kind of talk in the middle of the day. Somebody's listening. You know, when they put that, you know, on the podcast and yeah, they're like, ooh, I think I need to download that. Yeah, Well, let me fast forward it to 98
Sweet
minutes.
Be love, 'cause see it. Fuck that damn smell so good. He need goddamn most sweet D love. Most sweet D love.
You know how we do. You know how we do. You know, I was telling just last night. I was like, you know, I'm trying to.
Just last night.
But it ain't happening.
You only want me to come through your song tour no more and shit. It's all good.
Oh,
it's all motherfucking good.
You know, she's doing her thing right now, but she coming back, and she bad. She bad. You know, we gonna leave Ann J out right now because, you know, when we say Ann J, what you doing? I'm good.
She called Goofy Bone show. We talked to Ann J the other day.
Yeah, well, you know, she be
she'll pop in. Yeah, she pop in and say what's up, and then she back out. And, I talked to IB. And he supposed to be actually swinging down my way.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to be swinging down my way down
April?
To Jacksonville soon. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if it was April. I forgot the exact date he told me.
What, is he staying or are they just?
Not Tampa. Not Tampa. He going to be up toward Jacksonville way.
Oh.
He said Jacksonville, so I don't know.
What, is he staying or is he going back to Vegas? Because I want to see them when I go to Vegas in April.
Oh, and yeah, I don't know when the date is though.
Well, I will call him because I have his
number,
so I'll make sure to call him. So anyway, Captain Smelly Prize Ship. I'm gonna get ready to.
Hey, let me ask you something now,
yeah.
Since we've been on that real doll. Would you consider buying one of them?
Hell to the damn no, I wouldn't. No. Mm-mm.
Cause that was I damn sure appreciate Amanda for straight me on that, cause I thought that shit was some fake ass shit for real.
But you know, there are people that, you know, that have phobias, and because of that they would buy that, you know, because they're, you know, they, like I said, they have phobias. They don't want to be with a man or a woman, and so those things are, you know, help to release all those endorphins that are inside and help them to, you know, continue life without.
I don't know. I mean, me personally, you know, I feel comfortable, you know, doing me, just doing me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagination, like I say, you know what I'm saying, sex is 95% imagination, 5% physical.
Surely is, because that 5 minutes could go real fast. But if
you know what I'm saying, but if you put some mental thought in it, man, y'all can sit up there all day and not even, and just pet touch each other and be like, it can't even get, you know what I'm saying, can't even make each other come, but you can get to the height.
But can, you know, most,
and make it last so long.
But most people can't do that, though, you know. Most people can't do that. Most people, you know, when they do begin to touch men, when they begin to touch, what happens is, you know, then the other head gets in the way and decides that, you know, nah, I can't wait. It would be a good thing to be able to discipline the mind to know that, you know, that you can touch without entering, you know. And, that's part of Kama Sutra lovemaking. And I think
touching the hands and just, you know what I'm saying, getting, exchanging the energy.
Yeah.
The Coneheads, you know what I'm saying, was doing a real type shit when they was putting the rings on their head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's just another form. You feel me? That is. That's just showing you the mental power, though.
Yes.
Of that connection, you know what I'm saying, that make a motherfucker pregnant. Girl, I ain't do nothing to you. I'm pregnant. Like, what the fuck?
That's
damn.
But you know,
I knew I was thinking of that damn baby too hard.
But folks think that that's an impossibility, but it really isn't. But most would beg to differ because they can't go that far up. They can't go that high up. But surely it has happened before.
Your chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And get your chakras up.
You know, because we have. Yeah, it's just that's too deep, I think, for some people. So, you know, we'll just leave it on this mundane level where a man must enter a woman, or, you know, whether it's a fertilization via tube, a needle, you know.
Because if you got a fucking worm, which was the first motherfuckers here on Earth, and they asexual, well, shit, something ain't right.
Okay.
Something ain't right now.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about that last night.
If them motherfuckers are still on this planet, and they was the first motherfuckers here,
mm-hmm.
and they still here, and they still
mm-hmm.
asexual, they don't need shit but themselves to reproduce.
That's it.
We ain't figuring out something. Not saying that I want to go through some motherfucking pregnancy and shit. Like, I want to experience, you know what I'm saying?
But it wouldn't have been pain like, you know, after the fall or, the so-called fall. It wouldn't be pain. It would be, somehow in my mind I saw the navel opening up. And once, the baby came out, because of the connection is in the navel, so why would it come another way, But anyway, that's, something to think about, like what's in your
right, right. Because you hooked to the umbilical cord.
Right. The navel.
Which comes from the navel, right?
Absolutely.
Which is the feeding point. Absolutely. But they make the pussy the feeding point.
Mm-hmm. And it's not.
It's not.
No. So, see, that's a discrepancy in science.
Yeah, and then they cut you off from the feeding tube. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't and pull you out of the motherfucking
mm-hmm.
shit point. That's all that goddamn it is.
Absolutely.
Shit point. It's to get the bad shit out the body. That's the
mm-hmm.
the point of it. Point of exit.
Absolutely. And
to get
And the solar plexus. That part of your energy center. That's one of the most powerful centers. Because that's where your intuition is, where your emotions are. I mean, if you want to know something's right or wrong, what do we say? I had a gut feeling.
Yeah.
So that's a very, very powerful area, is why the small and the large intestines, the colon is centralized there. That's powerful. That's a whole lot of, just think about all of that going all around and around and around and around and around. It's like, ooh-wee. We need to keep that sense of clear. Yeah.
Hey, what you do on Mondays? What you got going on Monday?
On Mondays, what do I do? Rainy days and Mondays never get me down.
Because I do My Health, Your Health Monday.
Really?
Yeah, I switched up a lot of shit on my show.
But I'm loving it. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to, this is the second season. I want to,
Mm-hmm, Day, he's doing some wonderful things in his second season, too. It's really,
got
really
progress.
Powerful. Yeah.
Yeah. Monday is My Health, Your Health Monday. Tuesday mm-hmm. is Tuesday Time to Learn a Language.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, we done covered African,
wow.
Chinese, Macedonian, Korean. We in Spanish right now, and then next month we're going into Russia.
Oh. Because
I
want to
get everybody,
thing.
Like, completely off the fucking map, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm talking about. Elevation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know what I'm saying? I've been, when I listened back to when I did my 1 year,
mm-hmm.
I did my 1 year radio anniversary, and I started listening back to my shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I see where it's at right now. I do need to get some T-shirts going. Yeah, she right. I'm still on the damn chat room, Heavenly Angel. She said I need to get some T-shirts going if I don't already have some.
Heavenly Angel.
Yeah. That's Seattle, Washington. Yeah, she
okay.
She good people, though, man. She brought Sinai through. And,
okay.
I mean, they've been riding out every day, enjoying the show and giving input, And like I was telling the old boy, like today about the future, It's like, shit. Are you in the future?
Mm-hmm.
Hell fucking right.
That's right.
Goofy Bone right now is in the past. We are in the motherfucking our present.
Mm-hmm.
And Cyanide is in the future. Because he's 8 hours ahead.
Wow.
You feel me? So, I mean, your thinking got to get all on to some, you know what I'm saying? That's really the purpose of my shows, too, is get my thinking
mm-hmm.
to a whole nother conscious level, but I need to reach out to other people who can stimulate that.
Absolutely.
And that's really what I'm working on, because that, when I thought about that, I was like, wow, that really is. When we talking to Tasha, she's in the future, but we here in our own present, but then when we talking to Goofy Bone at the same time, we're actually in his past.
Right.
Or we're his future,
mm-hmm.
We're Tasha's past,
mm-hmm.
but we're in our present. All at the same time zone.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, simultaneously moving in the past. In the past, present, in the future. Hmm. What a beautiful
thing. That was some shit. Fuck science. Natural thinking is... That's the key to breaking all mysteries. You know what I'm saying? All that fucking science shit ain't going to do nothing but keep you reading over the white man's words and steering your ass off some other kind of path. You think, just start thinking about shit. Cause none of this came from no motherfucking school book.
It's true.
You know, this is all just naturally world thinking and interacting with, you know what I'm saying, your surroundings. A lot of people don't interact with their surroundings either. A lot of people don't go outside and, you know what I'm saying, appreciate the ducks and the birds and all that shit, and then when that shit is missing,
and the flowers,
they don't recognize
trees,
that.
And you know, I just love to be out there in nature and smelling the, you know, I tell folks, get up in the morning and just go outside and take deep breaths and allow your you know, your blood to be oxygenated again, you know, and it's like you're giving such a freshness. It's like out with the old and in with the new. And reoxygenate your blood, you know. And if you do that every day, you'll clear yourself. Your mind will be clearer. You know, your body will definitely be clear. You know, and it's just a beautiful thing. Nature. We are nature. We are made up of nature. You know, our physical body is made up of nature. And it's just like if we can just hug a tree every now and then, you know, and feel that oneness, and then just move in that oneness. There's nothing that you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. But anyway.
Well, what I was asking, because I want to, Monday.
Mm-hmm. Get with me.
Yeah, I want to bring you. I want to feature you. Fuck that.
Okay. All right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to feature you on the show, and then we're going to go into wherever you are, nowhere we go. It's the right place.
It is the right place.
Yeah, so I mean, do you want me to wait? Do I need to wait a week, or do you want me to hook that up for this Monday? Can I hook that up for this Monday?
This Monday is the 29th. I do believe that, because your show is at what time? We're on the same time, EST, right?
Yeah, yes. 12, yeah.
Is at 12?
Yeah, 12 or 2.
I don't want to say this Monday. Why? Because what I was supposed to do today, I didn't, because I wanted to really get clear for the show tonight, so I stayed in. So Monday I'll be doing what I was supposed to do today. So let's do it for the following Monday. Okay,
all right.
That should be like April 6th or so. And I do like April, because April is my emotional month, so that's a lot of energy flowing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so but holla at me. And, you know, I'm a late bird. I'm usually up until, you know, doing a lot of different things, but I will answer, you know. And, you know, let's hook that up, okay?
All right. Well, I'm going to hook it up.
All right.
And
so
it's going to be there.
Time, and in between time, Captain Smelly from the Smelly. What's the name of the ship? Can you please tell me again?
It's the Starship Smelly Prize.
The Starship Smelly Prize. It will open your eyes, tantalize, and mesmerize, and at the same time, take you to a zone where you've never been before. Beam me up. You can take any one of them and drop it.
Oh, yeah, I got to use all of them. It's going down. But, yeah, I got to hook a little script up and blast that out at everybody and all.
Yeah. Hey, Madison Media said that Miss Computer Lady and Just Last Night and I are on his show. He must have went to my show when Computer Lady was singing his birthday song, and you know we were on it, and he dropped it somehow in there. Something with Mordecai. So I'm gonna go over and I'm gonna listen to that archive as well. So you know, that's how I prepare myself. I just like, you know, doing the listening thing. So, love you, sending sweet D love your way. All
you already
day,
know.
Every day.
Love you much, sweet D love, sweet.
Okay.
D love.
And is Heavenly Angel still with you? Is he still in the
chat room? Yeah, she's still. Mm-hmm.
Well, tell her that I said big up because, you know, I'm on the outside. I can't get in until tonight when I use my daughter's laptop and my computer at the same time so that I can be in the chat room. So, you know, I'm just a guest. I was the guest in the room, so I couldn't, you know, I can't say hey. So make sure you big me up to her and big her up, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I just dropped that in there. You send much love. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because, you know, we love the new people because, you know, they're the ones coming to Vegas, too.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, man, because...
we're going to Blog Talk this year.
I almost said something, man. I ain't studying them motherfuckers, man. This is our shit. We're going to do it the way we're going to do it. No F, any kind of regulation to it.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
And that's the only problem, you know what I'm saying, when you start involving corporate people into it. Then they want to put an image and all that kind of shit to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you want to make it corporate. Okay, and then you guys can't do this. And then you guys can't. Oh, hell no. No, man. This is BTR host getting together. This is Florida UFOs. This is Mother Knows. This is Gay Psychic Network. This is whoever the fuck want to show up.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? With their mind state. This is the black conservative.
Mm-hmm.
His ass want to show the fuck up. I wouldn't give a shit. If you a goddamn BTR host, a friend, or networker, bring your ass.
True. Absolutely. Yeah, I believe it's going to be, you know, really. Hey, Mr. William Sappy said, I'm not going to miss this year.
Hey.
And he's the travel man, so he can hook up all of our travel, you know, needs as well. You know,
what?
Yeah. He's got his own travel agency now. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah. See, you know, this is all part of networking. We've got all kind of folks doing, you know, so much stuff, you know, that that we know, and that's the beautiful thing. And you know, I know it's going to keep on growing because, you know, our network is worth our net worth. So. That's going to just increase everybody, you know. It's a beautiful thing. Okay, darling.
No, that. Okay. I could talk to you forever and days, woman. Talk to you forever and days, woman.
Well,
you know
that's
what
my
man.
Passionate talking. You know, I need to be making some money doing it. Yeah, get with me. Get with me, because so we need to talk about some business, too. I mean it for real. But we don't want to talk on, you know, BTR phone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to do that. All right. Well, have a great. Well, I don't know. I should see you on the show tomorrow. So.
Okay.
I'll be live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
Scandalous Biatch Saturdays.
Okay.
Talking about some scandalous Biatch shit.
Okay. Well, come through if you can, because I know that you'll be doing your thing at night. You know. But
yeah, because I'll be working, but I just have to lock the phone number in to call.
Yeah. Well, lock the phone number in. It's
Yeah. For the show number.
606-915-8163.
Where's my damn cell phone at?
Find your phone. 646-915-8163.
646.
Mm-hmm. And we used to say back in the day, sex for sex. 915-8163.
63.
I'm so
look good. Get you 101, boy. Look good. Hell.
Oh, they coming back. Mm-hmm. They coming back. April.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I lost all the stuff for the Red Pill series, but that's okay because we got another thing coming up. Free to be who you be without restriction. Yeah. Okay. Gotta go. Love you, babe.
Much love, baby. You already know.
Holla up.
All right. I'd like to thank everybody for riding out once again. This has been the Wrecking the Game Radio. Starship Smelling Pride. Captain Smells So Good. Wrecking the Game Entertainment Production. Right out at 813 Tampa Bay Flow. We done. And this is how we do it, man. Shouts out DJ Party Time. It's John New. And everybody else riding with us, too. Allah.